What's your story today?
Okay, so did you guys like those claw machines? I know my grandkids love to play in the claw machines. They don't play in them, but you know they
always
like,
fun but frustrating.
They are so frustrating.
You mean the arcade game or the one you do? Because there's also the ones you like to get a can off the top shelf or something.
Huh?
You've never seen
like
those?
The long arm with the claw.
No, the actual arcade game.
They're fun.
Like in Toy Story, what is it? The little minions are in there?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, it's hard, but my grandkids love those. You know, whenever we're at some restaurant, they see one, they want to play. Anyway, sometimes they're not too safe. This boy in Ohio got stuck in one. So he was trying to climb into the outlet where the prize comes out, the little window area, and he went in there head first, and his feet were like hanging out, and he got stuck in there. And this was in Ohio, and it was like at a community center. And all these people, there's a video of it because there was surveillance. These people were all walking by looking at the kid's feet hanging out, and nobody was doing anything.
What the heck?
I'm like, what the heck? So finally some old guy was walking by, and he goes, oh, there's a kid stuck in there. And they called for help.
Someone's playing the game. They get a kid, and they just leave it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where the parent was.
I have seen lots of pictures of kids inside the machine stuck, and they don't know how to get them out.
Yeah, well, so they wheeled the whole game into a restaurant or something for privacy, and then they worked on getting the kid out, and there's a picture of him hugging a guy, I assume is his father, but it was just the weirdest thing. I'm like, is anybody going to help this kid? His feet were just hanging out.
What do you know today, Steve Bertrand?
Well, there's a story, and I knew this was going to come eventually one day, and it's finally come to New Jersey. New Jersey lawmakers calling for Delaware Bay to be renamed the Bay of New Jersey.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I mean, it makes a little sense. There's 52 miles of shoreline for New Jersey on the Delaware Bay. Delaware's only got 28, and this he's a lawmaker, I think he's a House member there, State Senator Michael Testa, introduced the ordinance that would do it. He said it's only fair. It's a vital waterway, and I think he's a Republican. He said he got the idea. The Republican says he got the idea from President Trump. So they want to rename the Bay of Delaware the Bay of New Jersey, which, you know, I think it's time we look at some other possibilities. And I'm trying to think, you know, here in Illinois, we've got the Rock River. That could be called the Rockford River, right?
Yeah.
But the big daddy of them all is the Mississippi River. Now, Mississippi is a long way from the Quad Cities.
And yeah, but they get all the crap that floats down the Mississippi.
Well, they deserve it. They can have it. I just don't think they deserve the name. Like when in Chicago, when you go from the city to the suburbs, right, you go from Pulaski to Crawford. Mm-hmm. They change the name at the city limits. So why don't we change the name of that big, beautiful river by every state it goes through? Now, we'd have to fight with Iowa and Missouri. I get that. But I think it should be the Grand Illinois River.
Why can't we just call this Lake Illinois?
Well, there's a good one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of it. I'm staring at the Michigan Ocean.
That's right.
The Michigan Ocean.
It's now Lake Illinois.
Or Chicago. Chicago Lake.
Yeah.
They get confused with the Chicago River, though.
Here's the deal. All of this silliness is costing so much when you have to remap everything. Think about textbooks, maps, everything that
nobody reads textbooks.
I want my children's grandchildren to grow up knowing about the Michigan or the Chicago Ocean, not the Michigan Ocean, okay? That's my heritage.
What's your story, Kevin?
All right, we talked about it at 4:30. Lee Elia has died at the age of 87. Cubs manager for a couple of seasons, also managed the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies put out a statement, but that leads us to Lee Elia's rant, which came just 19 games into the Cubs season in 1983.
We got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cubs fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up than 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss me right downtown and print it. My
That's part of the Lee Elia rant, which was captured by the late Les Grobstein. He was one of the few reporters to be in attendance for the Lee Elia rant.
And the theme song for the season was "The Cubs Are Coming Out of Hibernation." The Cubs are coming out of hibernation.
Yeah, and they started 5-14, I think it was.
Well, but somebody, I don't want to say who because he might work here, but somebody put that Lee Elliott to that music, and it is the funniest thing you'll ever hear.
Well, then we need to pull that out and play it.
Well, you'll need to edit it very carefully, I think.
Yeah, I would guess. All right, Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.